This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden has added a stop in Poland to his trip this week to Europe for urgent talks with NATO and European allies as Russian forces concentrate their fire upon cities and trap civilians in a nearly month-old invasion of Ukraine. Biden is first to travel to Brussels and then to Poland to meet with leaders there. That's according to Press Secretary Jen Psaki. Poland is a crucial ally in the Ukraine crisis. It is hosting thousands of American troops and is taking in more fleeing people. And as the war in Ukraine continues, there are more than 2 million refugees than any other nation in the midst of the largest European refugee crisis in decades. Biden is also expected to head to Warsaw for a bilateral meeting with the president, and which is scheduled for Saturday. Then he'll discuss how the U.S., along with its allies and partners, is responding to the humanitarian human rights crisis that Russia's unjustified and unprovoked war in Ukraine has created. That's according to Psaki. On Monday, ahead of his trip, Biden will discuss the war with European leaders, President Emmanuel Macron of France and Chancellor Olaf Scholz of Germany, and even more. White House officials have said that Biden has no plans to travel to Ukraine. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, while in Poland this week, this month, briefly crossed into neighboring Ukraine in a show of solidarity along with the other vocal countries and asking fellow NATO members to consider getting more involved to rein in the bloodshed. Russian President Vladimir Putin's invasion of Ukraine largely has united the U.S. and NATO as well as European allies. There is more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. has resupplied Saudi Arabia with Patriot anti-missile interceptors in recent weeks as the Biden administration looks to ease what has been a point of tension in the increasingly complicated U.S.-Saudi relationship. A senior administration official confirms the resupply of the interceptors. The official says the move is in line with President Joe Biden's promise that America will have the backs of its friends within the region. And the official spoke on the condition of anonymity to discuss a decision that has not been formally announced. The kingdom has insisted that interceptors are critical to their defense against attacks by Yemen's Houthi rebels. According to Russian state news agency RIA, Russia's defense ministry wants a response from Ukraine's military by 5 a.m. Moscow time and 4 a.m. in Kyiv. And Moscow said a refusal to surrender Mariupol would be like siding with bandits. Deputy Prime Minister told the news outlet Ukrainian Pravda that there can be no talk of any surrender or laying down of arms. After days of relentless airstrikes, the city continues to resist Russian military forces who are now engaging in urban fighting that requires going from building to building. In Mariupol's city council said Saturday that several thousand residents have been taken to Russia against their will by Russian forces. The ultimatum for Mariupol's surrender came hours after Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky told CNN in an interview broadcast Sunday that failure to reach a negotiated agreement with Russia would mean that this is, in fact, a third world war. Officials with the Biden administration say U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken will formally declare Monday that violence committed by Myanmar's military against the country's Muslim Rohingya minority amounted to genocide and crimes against humanity. Blinken is expected to make that declaration at the U.S. Holocaust Museum, Memorial Museum in Washington, which currently features an exhibit on the plight of the Rohingya. The Myanmar's armed forces launched a scorched earth operation in 2017 that forced more than 700,000 Muslim Rohingya from their homes in western Myanmar and into neighboring Bangladesh, where they recounted incidents of mass killings and rapes and the burnings of thousands of homes. Myanmar's military seized power from the country's democratically elected government last year. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.